Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies. Grab your stretchy pants, pop in an acid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears. My little darling, my little cabbage.
Ooh.
I know the French music.
Oh, I love French music and French men and French everything.
Am I turning you on?
Right now, you just brought me down.
Oh, well.
And this segment is Spelunking for Dinner.
Well, as you may or may not know, Nancy is president of the Sun City Bocce Ball Club. Every year from the beginning of May to the beginning of June, it is absolute chaos in the Dining Duo household. There are an average of 12 calls a day with such earth-shattering questions like, did I sign up for bocce ball last year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did? Then when do I play?
Mm-hmm.
And the ever-popular best one of all is, where are the bocce ball courts?
I tell you.
I was this close to telling the woman, meet me at the pool. I'll see you there. Nancy was at the end of her rope. She was tempted to tie it around my neck more than usual.
Your neck, my neck.
But the most troubling thing in the Eggers household was that the Fireball whiskey was running out.
Yeah,
that was serious.
I was getting down to the last little dribbles.
Well, I thought I'd better do something quick, so I decided to take my sweetie to Café La Cave.
Mm.
Or do you say Café La Cave?
No.
Café La Cave.
Am I turning you on?
Not now, you're not.
For an evening of romance and relaxation.
In walking in, our guide directed us as we spelunked, cave exploring, get it?
Uh-huh.
To our table. As with any cave, the lighting was subdued, and it actually looked like you were in a cave, but a very classy cave. The waiters were even adorned in tuxedos.
That was a nice touch. I liked it. That's like mm-hmm. old school, you know?
Yeah. The pink lights in the cave gave off a romantic ambiance, just what I needed.
Mm-hmm. And to even further calm your nerves, you decided to have a drink that evening.
Mm-hmm.
Went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She decided a black cherry Garcia. For $12, this was black cherry vodka, Godiva white chocolate liqueur, and cranberry juice with chocolate sprinkles.
Uh-huh. I was chewing on the sprinkles.
The drink mellowed her out, and she even stopped yelling at me.
I don't yell.
Okay.
Looking at the menu in a dark restaurant is a daunting task for us senior citizens. You either have to use your phone as a flashlight or set the menu on fire with the candle on the table.
Which I've seen done.
And the candle on the table usually are those little battery-operated flicker ones, so you can't even set your menu on fire.
So you're in trouble.
I'm in trouble, then. I'm blind as a bat. So this restaurant solved the problem in the coolest way possible. They actually have light-up menus, just like an iPad.
It was really
genius.
Cool. There was like a backlit little screen, and they had the menus on there. Wow, it was really cool.
It was just genius.
Well, Nancy wanted to stay with the French restaurant's theme and ordered a baked French onion soup, $8 for an appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
This is really tasty, and of course, the brown bubbly cheese on it. Ah, it was so good.
It was cheesy.
It was cheesy.
Cheesy, just like you are. Cheesy. Jim had two appetizers this evening. He ordered the lobster bisque for $9, which was frankly disappointing.
Yeah, it was okay, but nothing really though.
Nah, it was disappointing. I tasted it. I know lobster bisque, and that was disappointing. So he then ordered the escargot bourguignon, $11.
Fish, when you speak French, you drive me wild.
Well, I shouldn't be speaking French. I'm in a French restaurant, moron. This was not only tasty, but he said it was fun to eat.
It is.
I don't know. It looked kind of messy to me. They were served in the shell, and he was given those special little pliers and an itty-bitty little fork to yank those suckers out.
That was really cool because I like them. I don't think they actually buy them like that. I think they like get the shells and they stuff them in there. I'm not 100% sure. I got to Google that. But, you know, you give it those little, those specially made little pliers, like, you just kind of zap them on there. And they say, come on, get out of there with the little fork.
And with the little suckers, they're staying on the sides and they're holding out for dear life.
Little snails yelling, no, and you got to pull them out.
Mm-hmm.
So much fun. It doesn't really take much to keep me occupied.
Obviously.
It really doesn't.
Escargot proves that if you put enough butter and garlic on anything, you can eat it.
It really does.
No, honestly. It doesn't. I couldn't eat those suckers.
You should try them.
I don't want them to get stuck on the side of my throat when they're going down.
Well, that's how they can crawl up.
Oh, gross. I am sorry. I saw them eating the algae off of my fish tank when I was a kid.
See, and they can clean your throat. So, so you don't have to phlegm up like
Oh, disgusting. Let me go on. They put up quite a fight, but in the end, he said that they were very tasty.
They were. They were really good.
Yuck. Well, wouldn't catch me eating one of those suckers.
You don't know what you're missing.
You don't eat them much. You swallow. You kind of chew and then... When it, finally, probably when all the garlic gets off of them, then you swallow it fast.
Kind of chew them like bubblegum.
Ooh. Continue, dear.
Anyway, Nancy spotted a dish which immediately caught her eye. This was the seafood medallions for $30. It was shrimp, crab, and scallops, sautéed in a lobster brandy sauce and served with risotto.
Oh, I love risotto.
And you said it was really, really amazing.
Yeah.
It was really good.
What couldn't be amazing with shrimp and crabs and scallops and lobster and brandy and risotto? I mean, and brandy and risotto.
And brandy. You know,
there is a song, Brandy. You know that, don't you, love?
You do know that. They cook the alcohol out of it before they put it in there. You do realize that, don't you?
I don't care. It tasted good.
Okay.
It tasted good. Did they cook the alcohol out of my black cherry Garcia martini?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No.
Because I was mellow.
Yes, you were. You could use some right now, I think.
After putting up with you through this show, you betcha. Jim wanted to show off and ordered the steak Diane for $41.
And Diane was not too happy that I ordered her steak.
Which was cooked table side.
I got to tell you, everybody was very classy and very efficient in the restaurant. And, of course, they had a waiter. Just in my opinion, he didn't seem to do a lot. He took the order.
Yeah.
Then they have, this is common in a lot of high-end restaurants, then they have like a busboy or they have like the salad boy who brings you out the salad and takes the plates away. Anyway, there was an older gentleman there and he was working his tail off. He was the one that was cooking all the meals.
The flambéed ones.
Yeah, and desserts and everything. He was a great, he was working his butt off.
He should have gotten our tip because he worked hard on your steak Diane. And he brought all the food out to us.
He did.
I mean, he was the worker. He was the little worker bee.
I'm sure Diane gave him a good tip, wouldn't you think?
So it was cooked table side. And this tenderloin medallions, gently sautéed with garlic, shallots, mushrooms, and finished off with cognac, was the hit of the restaurant. Everybody smelled it. As mm-hmm. soon as it was cooking, they're all going... And you could see them. They're all looking over at us.
you can't help but order it once you smell it. You know,
and
it's a good show too. It's cooked table side. You see the flames, and he's cooking the shallots in there.
He's trying to put out his eyebrows because the flames hit the eyebrows mm-hmm. and start singeing them, and a little fire started.
It's good.
This dish was out of this world, he said, and you haven't truly lived until you've tasted it. And you really haven't. I've had it. I do not like steaks that much, but Steak Diane is one of them I love.
Well, our two favorite steaks are Steak Diane and Steak au pois.
Yeah.
Which is, the other one, Steak au pois, is, that means pepper in French.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Peppercorns.
Peppercorns on it. But I'd like this one a little bit more.
Yeah, you're not big on pepper. See, no, I like peppercorns, no. But so we usually we get one and you get the I get one, you get the other, and we kind of switch. Mm-hmm. You know, give half and half.
Well, because I ate light tonight. Let's see,
I don't think so.
I just had lobster bisque.
Escargot.
Escargot with garlic and butter. Steak Diane with butter and shallots and wine. Yeah, I think I deserve a dessert, don't you?
Oh, sure, why not? If you can fit it in, yeah. You. You've had two appetizers now, remember?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's because I am a trained professional.
Okay, and a big pig.
Thank you. Go ahead. Thank
you.
I saw the Chef's Fallen Chocolate Souffle for $8, and I just had to try it.
Oh, you couldn't resist. I love
chocolate souffle.
I love chocolate souffle, too, but I couldn't have any because I was too full.
This was a little mini one, and it was served really hot with a scoop of vanilla ice cream on top, and it was really good. It was super good. And it was just enough because a lot of times the big souffles are really poofy and heavy and, you know, really rich.
Mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
was a little poofy, heavy, and rich. Mm-hmm. It was good. But I was in luck tonight. Nancy took one spoonful to taste, and the rest was all mine.
Which it always is, usually, with desserts.
Oh, don't start with that I don't eat dessert bit again.
Don't start with you saying that I eat dessert, because you know I only take a spoonful. If you want to be rotten about it, the next time we go to the restaurant, I'm going to eat your dessert on you.
Boy, are we feisty today.
And I might eat them all the time then and see how you like it. You get one taste.
The fireball run out again?
Yeah. I don't have any with me. I should bring it next time we record.
Boy, this was just the right size and very decadent.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Mm-hmm. For your information, this restaurant is handicap accessible. And when making reservations, ask for a table in the cave.
Because when you're romantically in love like Nance and I are... That's the place for you.
Cafe Le Cave is old school elegance.
That's my line.
Oh, you just made me laugh too hard. I'm sorry.
Okay, anyway. Cafe Le Cave is old school elegance, and deservedly, they are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. We've told people about this place, and they go, yeah, I was there a long time ago.
Really long time ago.
Is that the same place? And they deserve to stick around.
Yeah.
The food is excellent. It's old school. I love it.
Elegance and everything. It was nice. The price for our spelunking adventure was $152.90. Calming me down, priceless.
Ah, my little darling, it is love at first sight, is it not? No.
Oh, Pepe Le Pew. I love Pepe Le Pew. So, my love, what is your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked.
I know you are.
Steak Diane is one of my favorite dishes, and this restaurant did it justice. Really was good.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take, Toots?
Okay, I tasted yours, and I did like it, too. My take, you really want to know, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everything I had was awesome. Everything. I even took a doggy bag home.
That's right.
And it smelled in my refrigerator of seafood the next day.
Oh.
Remember how I opened it up every time and you could just smell the lobster sauce and all the seafood. Yep.
Oh. Well, why don't you give them the particulars, Poopsie?
Okay. Cafe Le Cave, 2777 South Mannheim Road, Des Plaines, 60018. Phone number is 847-827-7818, and I suggest reservations.
Absolutely.
Especially the nights when they have concerts over at the Allstate Arena, then you definitely would need reservations on a weeknight or, you know, weekend, depending on when they have their shows. The website is www.cafelecave.net. The directions you take, Route 47 South to I-90 East to Mannheim Road North to restaurant. Travel time was only 38 minutes. Not bad, huh?
Not bad at all. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP.
We put you and WHRU.
Absolutely.
And don't you forget it.
Even if you are last.
So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check and see.
Message for you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Nigel. We did get a letter, as a matter of fact. We got a letter from Karen, and she told us about Hazel's in Hebron.
It's a like a breakfast lunchy place.
Breakfast lunchy place?
Yeah, and they close at a certain time, like 2, 3.
We did look at the menu, and they look like they have some interesting things. Mm-hmm. So we're going to check it out. So thank you, Karen. And if anyone else has any suggestions, comments, quotes, anything at all, you can reach us at our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. And slinking into the studio as we speak is our resident punographer, Nancy. And with all the puns, and which I'm going to apologize for right now.
Hey, watch it.
But this is going to be a lot of puns, and I'm sure the kids will repeat it over and over and over again to you.
They will, because it's all about cookies.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
All right, ready or not, here we come.
Why couldn't Cookie Monster make his bed?
Oh, this got to be a good one. I don't know why.
He couldn't find the cookie sheet.
Oh. Seriously? Seriously?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Uh-huh. I told a cookie a joke the other day, and it just crumbled. Why do basketball players like cookies so much?
Basketball players like cookies?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Why?
Because they can dunk them. A good chocolate chip cookie, nice and warm out of the oven in a glass of cold milk. Yum. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Why did the cookie go to the hospital?
I think I know what's coming, and I'm not even going to give it a rim shot.
Because it felt crummy. Okay. What kind of keys do kids like to carry around?
No, you're not. You're not going to say what I think you're going to say.
Cookies. No. What kind of snack do little monkeys have with their milk?
What?
What kind of snack do little monkeys have with their milk?
What?
Chocolate chimp cookies.
Oh, seriously?
I couldn't believe they had that on the internet.
Man.
I laughed when I saw that one. Why did the thief rob Cookie Monster?
Why?
Because he had a lot of dough. I don't think they're groaners. Why did the chocolate chip cookie drop all of his chips?
I don't know.
Because that's the way the cookie fumbles. What do you get when you use a deer-shaped cookie cutter?
No, don't, please. No, no.
Cookie dough. A deer, a female deer. Uh-huh. How do you make a baby computer cry?
Oh, is this going to be a geek joke?
Yes.
I don't know. How do you make a baby computer cry?
Delete his cookies.
That's for Ken, our IT guy here.
He should know that one. Why did the Oreo cookie visit the dentist?
I don't know.
To get a filling replaced.
Oh.
Somebody probably ate all of the filling.
I had to think about that for half a second. Mm-hmm.
It's an Oreo, remember? It's filled.
Yep.
He probably had double dough stuffing in it. You know how they have that double stuff or regular Oreos?
Can we please move on?
Okay, we will. You don't like puns, do you? You moan and groan every time I play these. Okay. What do you call a thief who robs the Keebler elves?
No.
A crookie. Why did the Cookie Monster cry?
I don't know. Why did the Cookie Monster cry? I'm afraid to ask.
Because his mom was wafer too long.
Oh, now that's really... Oh.
This is my last one.
Yay!
What do you call it when two cookies from the same sheet fall in love? Where it's all about love.
Say that again.
What do you call it when two cookies from the same sheet fall in love?
I am afraid to ask.
A batch made in heaven.
Oh.
I love my puns.
Thank you, punographer Nancy.
You're welcome, my love.
Thank you.
I think we have some time for Smorgasbord.
Puns wild about Smorgasbord. I got a craving for Smorgasbord.
Yes, as luck would have it, we do.
And here's Jim with some stuff we don't know what to call it. And basically, we have to kill 27 minutes, so go for it, my love.
Thank you. This is from, I have two good ones today, by the way.
Yeah, well, I'll be the judge since you moaned and groaned about all my puns.
This is from Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay.
Man has been on a raw diet for 10 years.
A raw diet?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean? Like fruits and vegetables?
No.
What do you mean?
Well, let me explain. Many doctors would tell you an all-natural diet is good, but one Kentucky man has taken it to the extreme.
Okay.
He doesn't cook meat.
Raw meat he eats?
You know,
like steak tata?
Well, wait, no one worse than that. Now, let's just, first off, a little note, legal note. Don't try this at home. We're not recommending this, okay? What he does, he's like old school, like super old school. Anyway, he has a little pond, gardens, chickens, and what he does, he just, whenever he gets hungry, he goes out and he just butchers a sheep, okay?
He has sheep on his in his farm?
Well, either his farm or somebody else's farm.
Oh.
And whenever he gets hungry, he just grabs a bone from the freezer and starts chewing on it.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
He's been eating he's been eating raw sheep for 10 years. He even slaughters and cuts them himself.
I can't talk.
He says he grabs a bone from the freezer and I'll just sit there and chew on these for a while whenever I need a snack.
I can't talk. I feel sick.
He eats every part of the sheep. It takes him about a month to eat a sheep. I tried to get most of the meat out first, but yeah, there's a bone marrow. That's the best part.
Oh!
Oh,
gosh.
The strangest part of it is he doesn't force his daughters to eat raw meat, which means he's married, which is scary.
Oh, my goodness.
But they don't push him. They're free to decide. But yeah, he just eats, yeah.
You had to say that today, didn't you? You got my stomach. I got my stomach going. I'm just talking about good food at Cafe La Cava. Now I got to hear this.
This is a sheep. It takes a guy months to eat a sheep. Come on.
Oh. Does he eat the eyes, too, I wonder?
He said he eats everything.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger.
Yuck. It makes me sick. I just keep going to get something good.
Okay. This one's really good. This is a helpful hint for the summertime.
Okay.
You know, try as you might, smelly shoes and sneakers, meaning sneakers, you know, in the summer are pretty much unavoidable.
Sure, like my Easy Spirits too. Yeah.
But you know, like when they get stinky, there is a quick and easy fix.
Yeah, go buy a new pair.
Nope. This is serious.
Oh, I am too.
No. You just take about two or three tea bags and put them in your smelly sneakers.
Oh, just kind of line them up?
Just kind of stick them in there.
Yeah?
And, you know, a couple days or overnight, whatever, they're gone. They smell great.
Oh,
well, cause,
really?
Because shoe odor is usually caused by bacteria that's in moisture. Okay, in the summertime. And tea bags are super absorbent and they dry out. And if, like, if you have peppermint tea or something like that, your shoes will smell all
peppermint tea. I have peppermint. Yes, I do.
So you can stop your shoes from smelling bad. But you know what the best part about this is?
What?
You can use those tea bags after you're done.
I do pay for flavored teas. A little bit more than Lipton.
And I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall, and thank goodness we've run out of time.
Thank goodness we ran out of time. Thank goodness. That's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and wieners. Then lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis. As cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda.